An English expression has arrived in India. It's the term slut walk. It all started in Toronto this year when a Canadian police officer said women shouldn't dress like sluts if they don't want to be victimized. Women in Toronto responded by launching a march against sexual violence, and they dubbed it a slut walk. Protesters wore skimpy outfits to make the point that they're not responsible for being groped or attacked. That march sparked a series of slut walks in cities around the world. As Elliot Hannon reports, the latest was in the Indian capital, New Delhi.
This is a peaceful march. So you are all requested to stay peaceful and stick to the cause. Thank you.
Organizers of Slut Walk Delhi, armed with loudspeakers and walkie-talkies, marshaled the hundreds of protesters who showed up early Sunday morning. In past marches in other cities, exhibitionism ruled the day, but the Delhi event took a more subdued approach. Trishla Singh is a college student in New Delhi and a coordinator of the march.
It has to be a little more toned down because we're talking about a different socio-cultural context. If you talk about sociological time frame, we are not in the same time as maybe Toronto as US. We even have certain laws against obscenity. So we cannot ask people to come naked for a march.
Those who did come were dressed casually but not provocatively. They wore t-shirts and jeans rather than fishnets, bras, and miniskirts. Women and a few young men carried placards that said, "I have nothing to be ashamed of." Trishla Singh says the idea was to spotlight an issue that's growing increasingly serious in India, sexual harassment and violence against women.
Public transportation, walking on streets, anything that has to do with going out of the house is problematic. People stare at you, they make you feel uncomfortable. In places where it's very crowded, people take advantage of the crowd, they try to molest you.
Over the past 3 decades, reported cases of rape have increased sixfold in India. Sexual harassment, or eve-teasing, as it's called here, is commonplace in public spaces. In New Delhi, groping on public transportation is particularly notorious. This is all happening as Indian women are working out of their homes more than ever before, many in call centers at all hours of the night. The economic boom has created a cultural shift that hasn't always been smooth, says Amita Sahaya of the Women Work and Health Initiative based in New Delhi.
There is this clash, I think, between the old and the new in India. So there's so much which has been buried under the carpet because Indian women have been taught to embrace various kinds of shame and not speak out.
Speaking out still hasn't been easy, even with the planned slut walk. Organizers faced criticism from conservative and feminist groups. Neither liked the provocative name. To make the event more palatable, organizers changed the name to Bisharmi Morcha, or Shameless Walk. Instead of suggestive dress, street plays were performed to get the point across. Even with the scaled-down version, police almost matched protesters in numbers to ensure that there were no incidents. Agrita Garg, a college student in Delhi, wasn't quite sure what to expect in terms of opposition at the rally. But she says the women in her family were worried because they know firsthand the dangers for women in the capital on a normal day.
That is why they're so reluctant to send us. They'll be like, okay, take care, give me a message once you reach, give me a call.
For Umang Sabarwal, the event's chief organizer, changing this sense of fear is part of the inspiration of the march.
We were hoping for people to start talking, to understand that there's a problem and something needs to be done about it.
Sabarwal says it's important for women to assert themselves and reclaim what's rightfully theirs, though she says it may take some time for that to happen. For The World, I'm Elliot Hannon. In New Delhi.